Holy moly, I just had a birthday a couple weeks ago, and I'm no spring chicken. What does that mean, no spring chicken? Well, most of you know, but stay tuned.
Pete's Points, it's time for Pete's
Points. I don't know what that was, but I have to play it again. All right, it's enough of that. All right, y'all know a spring chicken just means a young person, a youthful person, all of that. And, you know, it's almost exclusively used in the negative side. You know, we say things like, you're no spring chicken, means you can't handle that anymore. You're too old. Well, you can't be out working anymore. You can't stay out late. You're no spring chicken. You know, we want to be careful with that first in the workplace, because again, that can come across as you're saying somebody is old, and there could be age discrimination and things like that. Again, depending on if your team is open and honest and can communicate, you might be able to use this idiom. But, you know, I wouldn't in a staff meeting ever look at somebody who's over a certain age, say 50, and go, well, you can't handle this assignment. You're no spring chicken. You literally are saying I'm discriminating against you because of your age. And there's lots of laws in America that cover that. So it's okay internally to say I'm no spring chicken anymore, but I wouldn't use that idiom to describe other people. But I would use this song some more as we go out. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Let's go. Ha ha.